All right. Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Absent this morning is Commissioner Brooks. With that, we have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with Oakland Construction for quarterly update on the Sheriff's Administration Building Construction Project. So with that, I'll hand it over to Rick or to you guys. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we'll just hand it right over to Oakland.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Excellent. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We're happy to be back for a third time to report back on the status of the new Sheriff's Office, account for the schedule and the finances. We have a similar format as we had in the past. We go over milestones that happened since July 1st up to September 30th, and kind of hit what milestones we reached, and then we'll go over what we have going on in quarter four, and then account for the finances up to the end of quarter three. So with that said, we will jump into this right now here. This is our current TAC plan. It's our 30,000-foot view of the schedule. The blue line indicates kind of where we are currently, and it kind of gives a path forward to what we have. Zooming in on quarter two, the stuff items in quarter three, that in the area between the yellow lines indicate the activities that occurred, and this includes everything from finishing the steel structure to roofing to exterior skin, framing, roughing, a whole host of activities as we prepare for the finishes that will be occurring in quarter four. One of the first milestones that we have beginning of quarter three was we finished pouring level three, that deck, the first part of July. And that allowed us to begin framing soon after, around the same time. We started framing in level one, first part of July and July 7th. These photos are from levels two and three, respectively, as framing has been continuous almost up to this, up to right now. So it's been ongoing throughout the entirety of quarter three. Rough-in from mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire, overhead and in-wall has been continuous as well. We started chasing the walls as they were going up, and it's been continuous. Here are pictures up on level two of the water and duct lines and units, and it's been continuous up to this point as well. And if you move up the building, drywall also started on 9/22. Here are some photos of level one on the right in the central photo, as well as the elevator shafts throughout the levels on the left. Like I said, that started September 22nd, as continuing up on level two and up on the level soon the current level three going forward. We started wrapping the building with exterior skin. Here is the sheeting that occurred starting on 9/8. The building is fully wrapped now, but we spent the last 2 months getting it wrapped and starting the air barrier process for this building here. Another milestone that we had is we finished the deck and the roof. This allowed us to begin drywall and interior work without risk of getting water damaged. On the left, we have the deck being complete, ready for the concrete pads on the roof and the roofing material. On the right, we have the roof about done, and it's held up well to the rain events we've had the last few weeks. So we're happy to be able to get that in a timely manner to continue on the finishes of the building. Another milestone that took place is the air barrier replacement. This started in 9/17, and we have two types. The light blue on the right is for where EVIS goes. On the left, you see the dark gray air barrier. That's where the CMU cement board metal panels. It'll be that dark gray air barrier product. But the building is wrapped, and exterior finishes have continued in those locations as well.
Chairman, I just have a question. Can you use that mic? Anytime there's a playback, people really can't hear the playback, and it's a lot of good information.
Excellent.
So the green light should be on, if, so there's a push button down there. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you. Going forward here, we also had a chance to do the structural CMU of the building. This included the perimeter of the parking garage and includes this exterior feature where we have along the north alley, we have three color of block and then kind of an accent piece of blue on the northwest corner. Well, so that was, we were able to get that completed this quarter as well, along with the interior structural stone for this building here. An item we also, we touched on briefly last meeting was as we close up these buildings, we frame at, we add electrical, mechanical, we wanted to provide a document for the county so they could reference what's inside the walls after they're covered up. And so we're doing 360 photos throughout the building per room. And I just want to show you an example of what the county is going to see on the maintenance side. Let's see, for example, if we go to this quiet room here on level two, this
let's see here.
Looks like the screen's selecting my thing on the PowerPoint. Let's see if I can adjust that real fast. Apologize, the screen's not working with me today. But what we'll see is we have photos in each room, and it'll give us a 360 photo that Carl and Rick will be able to pan through and see, oh, those boxes here, there's plumbing behind this wall, there's mechanical overhead. So that deliverable will be part of the turnover documents. And as we go throughout the building, as we rough in and do those scopes, we're taking pictures before we cover up and add an installation for it. Let's see here. Let's see if I get back into this here. Perfect. Okay. So I apologize for that, but Rick, you were able to see it the other day. So
it's a great feature. It's going to really be helpful in the future. So
good.
Going forward here, I want to step back and just take a look at what occurred since start of July to the end to kind of see the whole picture here. Starting with July 11th, this is right before the topping off. You can see the deck number level two was poured. We're working on the deck level three was poured. We're working on the last half. The decking is being prepped for the roof. As we go forward, 7/21 was the topping off. If you recall that event, we put the last beam in place and kind of made that a milestone for the county. Beginning of August, we put the roof deck on and was able to start the roofing process. Throughout the month of August, you could see the roof go on. You also see the exterior framing go on down below on level one on against the road. In September, the roof was continuing. Additional framing occurred on the south elevation. And 9/19, you can see the exterior skin going on, the sheathing throughout the building, as long as the roof being nearly complete on the top there. Jumping into the end of September, this first part of October, you see this air barrier going on as well. So that wraps up quarter three. Obviously, work has continued, and you see much more stuff in place currently. But quarter three ended with us beginning air barrier scope at this time. The county has provided us with a Q3 time lapse to reference. And Jim, if you want to make any comments during this time lapse on activities going on,
Sure.
Of time.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You can kind of see how everything's going together with the time lapse. It's just kind of a cool thing to look through, kind of see the progress, you know, through the steel erection, the concrete. When we start get the roofing going, the exterior skin. It's tough to see the inside of the building, obviously, the progress in there, but we've got a lot of framework. We've probably got over 50% on drywall hanging now. As you take your walk, you'll be able to see level one's getting really close to being complete. Level two is the next week or so will be complete. Inspections going on level three. So we'll start drywall up on level three next week. So it's starting to come together fast. We've got some elevator installers will be here later this week. We've got tile going in. The restroom's getting started with that. As Jeff mentioned, the EFAS is ongoing on the outside. We will be trying to turn your road back over to you this week. We'll be paving tomorrow, so we'll try and get 12th Street opened by the first of next week. So we'll have that. So we have a little activity outside your door here for a day or two, but we'll get that put back together and turn that over to you, and then I'll turn our focus on Albany Street, getting that paved this fall as well, so we're ready to go for next spring and the turnover.
All right. Perfect. And with this time lapse, it kind of wraps up next little bit, but you can see you able to that process of going from steel to skin, and that's more looking more like the renderings, which is great to see. Jim touched on schedule a little bit. The yellow lines again show quarter four with activities occurring. These are mainly the finishes. Like Jim said, we have tile starting. We'll see millwork, storefront, flooring, painting, other activities will be starting in quarter four. So the building will kind of add another dimension to the building as it begins to take shape. You will see on the back end of quarter four, there is a holiday in place for the job will be shut down. The schedule accounts for that in the end date, but that'll be taking place in the quarter four in December. Some of the highlights we have for quarter four, there's a follow-up. There'll be EFIS and cement boards in the beginning this month and going to next. And both crews are on site working on those items. Tile began earlier, again, Monday, this last week, or I guess this week. Painting will begin next week, level one. November 17th, we'll have storefront installed to begin with glass soon to follow, so we'll be able to close the building in a timely manner to avoid and help kind of condition the space. Millwork will be starting the 20th. Jim referenced the asphalt in 12th and Albany. 12th is wrapping up this week, and we'll turn to Albany, and ideally we are done with that by the 18th of November, before the Thanksgiving holidays. We'll give us a buffer there. Flooring schedule will begin that first week of December, and we'll continue up the building after that. But this kind of shows that the flow would getting well into finishes. Our folks should be getting those in place and protecting them. And so we have a good turnover at the end of the building and kind of set up for success for quarter one of 2026. Moving on to the cost side of things on projections. If you look on the bottom left, we see the GMP balance at the beginning of quarter two. Just a hair over, just a little bit over 19 million. Throughout July, August, and September, those draws, we have a current balance of about $13.5 million left on the GMP currently. On the top right, we see the cost report for what has been used from the contingency and the allowances. It's been relatively quiet, which has been good. It kind of speaks to the design clarity of the building. As there's minimal issues on the design side. But we have two PCOs that grew from contingency. One was a credit. Piece of 20, we was a credit to remove some Fuji mats in the room. The county would provide those. And then we had a cost with some box speed, some design coordination with some box speed. So after that, we still have about $1 million left in project contingency, which is great. I'll move down to the allowance. We had two draws against the allowance, both associated with the electrical design. One with some fridge outlets, and the other with modifying the antenna conduits and the roughing associated with those. At the end, the current amount left in project allowance is $281,000. So in both buckets, we are currently still in a healthy spot for both of those going into quarter four. On the top left, we see our kind of projections as we understand it. Yellow indicates an actual amount, and the gray is the anticipated. We see a bump on the right, and we anticipate catching up on some of the costs this month, next month, as we then will top off and go down the back side of the project at that time. But overall, the finances are healthy for the project, and I think it speaks to the trade partners that we have and the design of the building at this time. And with that wraps up the summary of the finances. At this time, is there any questions from the commissioners that we could address at this time?
I don't have any.
I'm good. Yeah. Great report.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Like I said, it's great to kind of account for the building and the finances. And at this time, I understand we have a walk after this as well. Ben, do you want to speak to that event?
We'll do a quick safety briefing at the job trailer, if that's okay. And we'll have just a few minutes there, and then we'll proceed through the building. Jim will be our guide through the project. We just ask that everybody stay together in one group just for safety concerns. And just to wrap up our presentation, our hat goes off to the county for great leadership, great owner representation every week into the details. And I think our contingency and allowance buckets, as Jeff referred to them as, they're very healthy. Thanks to the great design, the excellent design of Hummel and KMB Architects, with a great structural team with KPFF and then Kate Aruma on the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing side. This is a very good set of documents, and the project is coming together quite well. So we look forward to showing that to you, and you'll get a really good glimpse of several phases of finishes. And as that cash flow curve represents, you're going to see quite a bit of activity inside the building now as the fit and finish comes together.
Great.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, I just want to say, you know, it's been great working with Oakland and Hummel on this project. I mean, they're very professional, and they've done a very good job. So, and we're excited to get this completed.
Few others in the back of the room also. So,
yeah. Chairman, there are a few people who question and wonder about what we're building here. So thank you for putting on the record. It's been a great teamwork effort and a lot of pride in being able to build a structure like this, have it come together, have the Rick and his team and Hummel and Oakland Construction work together with the support of the board and the sheriff's office to make this a reality. It's one of those where we've been able to move this project forward because of such a great cohesive partnership within the county. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there anything else?
Again, as Ben alluded to, walk after this. So if we can meet over by a job trailer, I will have a bunch of PPE for everybody. And if we don't have enough, Oakland has a few in their job trailer. But then, again, they just want to go over a little safety before we get into there.
Okay. That works. So I would make a motion that we adjourn to take a tour.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned to go do a tour. Thank you.